Hare Krishna. So Arjuna, he's asking a question that what happens to that yogi who's not able to attain perfection in mysticism? Will his situation be like that small cloud who is vanquished in the sky, where nor he's able to attain or progress materially nor spiritually? And when Arjuna is looking at Krishna's face and Krishna is about to speak, Arjuna is emphasizing on the question again. And here is the question. Etanme samshayam Krishna Chetum arhasya asheshatah Tuvad anyaha samshayas yasya upapadyate. So here, Arjuna is re-emphasizing and he's telling Krishna that why he only have to answer this question. He's saying that, O Krishna, etanme samshayam, this is my doubt. And after speaking these two verses, now he's saying, this is my doubt, O Krishna. Chetum arhasi asheshatah, I request you that please completely asheshatah remove chetum. Arasi, I request you to completely remove this doubt, dispel this doubt. Tvad anyaha, apart from you, in fact, you are the only one. So apart from you, nahi upapadyate, there is no one else who can samshayasyasya cheta, who can dispel my doubt. So basically, he's telling Krishna, oh Krishna, you are the only one who can dispel my doubt. Please speak. Please solve my doubt. And here, this question makes a lot of sense. And this will actually tell us that who is that personality who can actually solve all our doubts. So here it goes. Very nice purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is the perfect knower of past, present, and future. So this has to be understood. Krishna is absolute. He is the ultimate. And he knows everyone's past, he knows everyone's present, he knows everyone's future. Krishna is the creator. He is the one who is the proprietor of everything that is there. He owns everything and he knows each and everything of this world, that is material world and spiritual world, in and out. He knows what is going to happen and he knows what has happened and he knows what is currently happening. So he is that great personality who knows everything. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord said that all living entities existed individually in the past, they exist now in the present, and they continue to retain individual identity in the future, even after liberation from the material entanglement. So in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in Shloka number 12, so Krishna very clearly, when he started speaking, after all the reasons that Arjuna gave for not fighting, then when Krishna started speaking, this is the most important thing that Krishna starts with. Natve vaham jatu nasham, natvam ne me janadipah, na chaiva na bhavishyamah, sarve vayam atah param. So here basically Krishna is saying that never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in future shall any one of us cease to exist. So in this way, Krishna made it very clear that, O Arjuna, we all are individuals. I am an individual, you are an individual, and all these kings who are standing on this battlefield to fight against you, all of them are individuals. And when they all are killed, in future also they are going to remain individuals because everyone is spirit soul. So everyone is going to remain individuals. It is not going to happen that they're going to lose their identity, their individuality. So this was very much emphasized by Krishna in the starting of second chapter itself. So in this particular shloka, what is getting cleared? So he has already cleared up the question of the future of individual living entity. Now Arjuna wants to know of the future of unsuccessful transcendentalist. So now when it comes to the living entity, Krishna has told that after giving up this body, also the person is going to remain an individual. So Arjuna has a question. So what about the transcendental yogi, a transcendentalist who has not attained success? What about him? Which destination is he going to attain? So who can answer all these questions? This is a very important question that we should have. And here is the answer. No one is equal to or above Krishna. And certainly, the so-called great sages and philosophers who are at the mercy of material nature cannot equal him. So here I would like to go back to some yugas back, where there were two great personalities, Prishni and Sutapa, who were actually doing tapasya to get Krishna as their child. Now they did a lot of tapasya and Krishna appeared in front of them. And at that time, Krishna asked, tell me what benediction you want. I'll give you whatever you want. And at that time, these two great personalities, they said that, oh Lord, we want a son like you. Now Krishna was puzzled, saying, like you? But I am Asama Urdhva. There is no one equal to me and there is no one greater than me. So since I have to fulfill your desire, no worries, I will directly come as your son. This is the trick of a devotee. A devotee wants Krishna to be son and then they're asking this, that I want someone like you. So here it's very clear in this particular pastime where Krishna says that there is no one equal to me and there is no one above me. And even in Bhagavad Gita, if I'm not wrong, in 7th chapter, 7th shloka, Krishna is telling, Matta parataram na anyat. There is no one above me, O Arjuna. There is no one above me. I am that great personality. I am that supreme personality. There is no one above me. So Krishna is that great personality. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. So we have to understand that certainly the so-called great sages and philosophers who are at the mercy of material nature cannot equal him. Now, what is this material nature all about? It is one of the energies of Krishna. And Krishna is saying, Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Under my adhyaksha, under my supervision, this entire material nature is working. So it's very clear that the material nature is actually under Krishna or below Krishna, subordinate to Krishna. And all these philosophers, so-called saints, etc., they all are just under the clutches of material nature, isn't it? So when they're under the clutches of material nature, then how can they dispel the doubts completely? So here, when very important point is coming up, that is, only Krishna and his bona fide representatives who are free, who are above the three modes of material nature, they can actually dispel the doubt of a conditioned living entity like all of us. Here it is given, therefore, the verdict of Krishna is the final and complete answer to all doubts because he knows past, present and future perfectly, but no one knows him. Krishna and Krishna conscious devotees alone can know what is what. So who can have complete clarity? Who is that person who can have complete clarity? The one who has no contamination, one who is all pure. Krishna is glorified by Arjuna. We'll see that in future chapters where he's saying, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. So here Arjuna is using the word Pavitra. Pavitra means all pure. Oh Krishna, you're all pure. So all pure personality, the great personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, for sure he will have clarity. And the ones who have attained Krishna, the ones who have broken the cycle of birth and death and who have gone back home back to Godhead or who are in the liberated state, they are the ones who are free from contamination. They are above the three modes of material nature. They are not at all in the clutches of the material energy. So they are the ones who have complete clarity. So Krishna and his Krishna conscious liberated devotees are the ones who can have complete clarity and who can actually solve doubts or who can give proper solution to the queries or doubts that people have in this world. So this Bhagavad Gita that is there is a final verdict given by Krishna. Whenever there is a shloka that is discussed, when Krishna makes a statement, he's telling us what to do, there's no question of ifs and buts there. Ifs and buts now are very much good when it comes to a discussion between two mortal beings. But then when we have a great immortal eternal personality, the creator of everyone, when he is giving a verdict, when he is giving a final conclusion, there is no question of ifs and buts. It's all about accepting whatever Krishna is saying as it is. So we have this name Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have to hear Bhagavad Gita as it is and implement in our life as it is. This is what we need to do, because the verdict is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, Arjuna has stressed on this point that, oh Krishna, you are the only one who can dispel my doubt. There is no one else. There is no one else who can dispel my doubt. So after emphasizing this, now finally Arjuna stops speaking. And now Krishna will start speaking. So let's see the answer that Krishna gives to these questions. And every shloka that Krishna is going to speak from now will help us to understand how fortunate all of us are who are practicing devotional service. And these shlokas will actually give us a lot of enthusiasm to practice devotional service. So let's see this in the next video. Hare Krishna.